Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. On a weekly basis, David Doling comes to my broadcast table here on PTIB to give us his Middle East news update. I will have David at my broadcast table give us this very important report. David and I will discuss Israel's concern over Saudi Arabia developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction with the help of China. We'll also look at Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan, who has a soft spot for Hamas, the Islamic terror organization. And finally, David and I will discuss the Palestinian accusation that Israel is using the Abraham Accords to set up their biblical borders today. That's all ahead right here when David Doling comes to the broadcast table on PTIB. Want to remind you that at my prophecy bookstore, we have a number of items that will assist your study of Bible prophecy. Our focus on the Palestinian people today would probably be helped in your study of understanding God's plan for the future by making a purchase of my DVD documentary, Esau and the Palestinians. This is a documentary that will lay out the history for the Palestinian people from the time of the birth of Jacob and Esau, Esau being the Edomites, ultimately the Palestinian people. Most of the video filming that we did was done in one of the seven wonders of the world, the city of Petra in southern Jordan. You need to understand the Palestinian people, their past, their present, and their prophetic destiny. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and make your purchase of Esau and the Palestinians. Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Jimmy DeYoung here at Broadcast Central, not in Chattanooga, but instead in Aberdeen, South Dakota. We're here because we'll be at the Northern Plains Baptist Church. Love to have you come study the prophetic word of God with us. Many of you may hear our broadcast on VCY America. Love to have opportunity to meet you face to face, and then we can study God's prophetic word. So happy to be able to be here up in South Dakota. I remember the advertisements by the governor. She is always inviting people to come to South Dakota because it is still open. I promised a Middle East news update from David Doling, so we're going to go right to David. David, Palestinian leaders claim that the new Arab Accords are being used by Israel to gain their biblical borders. That's an interesting statement. That's found, of course, in Genesis chapter 15, where the borders of Israel, according to God, to Abraham, would include from the Nile River in Egypt to the Euphrates up in northern Lebanon. Quite an interesting claim by the Palestinians. What can you tell us?
Well, so far, the agreements that have been signed do the opposite, Jimmy. The peace accord with Egypt was certainly predicated upon Egypt continuing to control the territory that it currently has, although, of course, they did get back the Sinai Peninsula from Israel. So, in fact, Israel's borders were decreased because of that peace accord. Then the accord with Jordan solidified the eastern border, as it were, along the Jordan River, more or less, not formally, but certainly didn't take any land from Jordan. And in fact, they continue to control Judea and Samaria, as they still do today. So in that sense, they gained a little bit, but they did annex the Golan Heights. And the latest accords have nothing to do with the biblical borders, Bahrain and the UAE being on the Arabian Peninsula, south of the Euphrates River quite a bit, so not included in those biblical borders. What it would include, if we reverted to that, would be a portion of Lebanon, a good portion of Iraq, about half of Iraq, and a good portion of Syria, northeast Syria in particular, where the oil is. Of course, that remains the only part of Syria where U.S. forces are. So as a factual statement, it's just not true. It isn't that Israel wouldn't like all those borders back and have all of that land, but it's certainly not on their list right now. They're fighting Iran. They're not going to go in and take half of Syria and half of Iraq. There was an announcement, though, Jimmy, that talks are going to begin between Lebanon and Israel right after the Jewish feast days. And that's being facilitated by the United States, and that's mainly to discuss border issues, formalizing the southern border between Israel and Lebanon, but more importantly, to formalize the areas of the Mediterranean Sea that each country is claiming, it being, we found, rich in oil and natural gas, especially natural gas, and some of that territory is disputed under the sea between Lebanon and Israel. So these talks being led by the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, David Schechner, they are making progress, and it's going to be the first time that the two countries have sat down to talk in many, many years, Jimmy. So that is an important development, but that doesn't mean Israel will get back any territory in South Lebanon. Also, that's included in the biblical borders, of course, but that's not what the talks are about.
Very interesting. The Palestinians continue to lie about what is really taking place there in the Middle East. But however, we do know, having read the last chapter, that ultimately those will be the biblical borders and controlled by the Jewish people, in fact, forever, according to the land covenant of Deuteronomy chapter 30. Well, let's get to other issues we need to deal with. Israel is concerned about Saudi Arabia, and they're in the process of building a nuclear weapon with Chinese help. I know Saudi Arabia is on the list that possibly may restore normalization with Israel, but if they're building a weapon of mass destruction, China helping them, what do you think about that?
Well, if it's true, it's certainly an important development. I've seen a lot of disputes about those reports, Jimmy. It's not clear that that's exactly what's going on, but if it were true, it would certainly impact Israel. Although, again, it would be under the current Saudi government, current regime that's run the area since the 1920s, the Saud family, basically. It is Iran that they would be building such a weapon against, not Israel. They fear Iran greatly. They don't fear an Israeli strike against them out of the blue someday, Israel being a Western democracy with elected governments and that sort of thing. So the problem would be that the Saud family could be overthrown and Iran could take such a weapon and add it to its arsenal. And that's, of course, exactly what happened in Iran when the United States in particular heavily armed the late Shah of Iran in the 60s and 70s, and then Ayatollah Khomeini took over and took all those weapons and turned them against the United States and its allies. So that's what Israel would fear from such a development the most.
Yom Kippur is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, upcoming this next week. And what my concern is, I know how it is in Israel during Yom Kippur, that 25-hour fast, the entire nation shuts down. But back in 1973, the enemies of Israel planned to attack on Yom Kippur. That's still on the minds of the Jewish body politic of Israel, is it not?
Well, it definitely is, Jimmy. Every year there's ceremonies held to remember the war dead and the terrible surprise, the joint attack by Syria and Egypt sponsored by the Soviet Union. But, Jimmy, this year it won't just be Yom Kippur itself where there's a lockdown. The lockdown began yesterday, 16 days of coronavirus lockdown after a record doubling and then tripling of cases. They went from 2,000 just a few weeks ago to well over 6,000, nearly 7,000, and even close to 8,000 on Thursday. And a 16-day lockdown being put in place. Most public gatherings are banned. Most people are confined to their homes, Jimmy, so the roads will actually be in a Yom Kippur type of state for the most part for the next 2 weeks. People with essential jobs can go to work, and supermarkets will be open and that sort of thing. But Mostly people will be staying home. The military, of course, will be on full alert. They always are around the high holy days. There's every chance that terrorists will try to take advantage of the lockdown, too. So although the Palestinians are also suffering huge cases and the hospitals are becoming overwhelmed, that's the main problem. There's a huge economic impact, of course, but the Prime Minister pointed out that only 5 of the next 16 days during the holidays are business days normally, so it won't have that big of an economic impact. They're hoping to stench this thing before it just gets completely out of control, and that's a whole different set of holidays than we've had in the fall ever, just like the spring holidays were also unprecedented with the first COVID lockdown then.
Tayyip Erdogan is somewhat of a major player in the Middle East, and I've been watching Turkey. Erdogan seems to have a real soft spot for Hamas. I mean, that is to the advantage of Hamas, to the disadvantage of Israel, isn't it, David?
Well, it is, Jimmy, although Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority leader, has been running cap in hand to Erdogan in the past few weeks seeking funds. A report came out on Friday, Jimmy, from an Arab paper saying that 85% of the funding that the Palestinians were receiving this time last year from the Arab countries has dried up, 85%. So they are just getting a trickle of what they were getting before, and they have to get money somewhere. So Iran and Turkey now becoming the main funders, it seems, of the Palestinian Authority. But yes, Hamas is their favorite pet. Erdogan is very radical. He's a Sunni Muslim, and Hamas is, of course, very radical, and he's grooming them. He's also working with Islamic Jihad, but is more closely allied with Iran. And as I say, the mainstream PA is now very much entwining themselves with him because they need his financial support. He's taking advantage of that fact very, very much and continuing to increase his authority and influence amongst the Palestinians and therefore becoming a greater threat to Israel.
Erdogan doing everything he possibly can to be able to get control of Jerusalem, which is a part of his desire, as he wants to revive the old Ottoman Empire. There was a great significance to the city of Jerusalem during that time period. David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East, he's been doing it for over 35 years for not only us, but for CBS and other news outlets as well. We're so appreciative of what he does do for Prophecy Today. David, thank you so very much. Stay well, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Enjoy South Dakota, Jimmy, and God bless.
Always an essential report from David Dolan, his Middle East News Update. You know, the Palestinians are incorrect when they accuse the Israelis today that they want their biblical borders to be set in place. Now, that is a prophecy, Genesis chapter 15 and verse 18, that will be fulfilled, but not until Jesus Christ comes back. It will be fulfilled, and the Jewish people will have all the land that God has promised them. In fact, it will be 10 times the amount of the land that they have today. That is a absolute promise, and it will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I want to remind you that at my prophecy bookstore, we have a number of items that will assist your study of Bible prophecy. Our focus on the Palestinian people today would probably be helped in your study of understanding God's plan for the future by making a purchase of my DVD documentary, Esau and the Palestinians. You need to understand the Palestinian people, their past, their present, and their prophetic destiny. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and make your purchase of Esau and the Palestinians. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.